Strong, toned arms after 50 aren't created by working harder. They're created by changing one belief almost no one talks about. And today, I'm going to show you exactly what that belief is. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 103. So listen, you guys, the other day I was reading about a woman named Joyce Jones, and I literally had to stop what I was doing. Joyce is 95 years old, 95, and she's going to be 96 on April 4th. She also just became the oldest competitive pickleball player in the world. Not only that, she went to the 2025 Huntsman World Senior Games and won three gold medals, singles, doubles, mixed doubles, a full triple crown. Now, let's pause for a second, because most people think pickleball is something you just retire into. Joyce is out there competing. She's winning. She's literally dominating. And I don't know about you, but I hear women in their 40s and 50s say things all the time like, I'm too old to get stronger. My body just doesn't respond anymore. I missed my window. Meanwhile, a 95-year-old woman is out there breaking records with a paddle in her hand. So, of course, that got my brain spinning. Not so much about pickleball technique, because let's be honest, that's not my lane, but about beliefs, about what we quietly decide is possible or impossible as we get older. Because here's the thing. Joyce didn't suddenly get a different body at 95. Her joints didn't magically become new, right? Gravity didn't loosen its grip. What changed was that she never accepted the story that strength, coordination, and competition have an expiration date. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because I know you're not trying to win pickleball medals, or I don't know, maybe you are. But if you're following me, you're working on something very different. You're working on your arms. You're working on your strength, your consistency, your follow through. And I also know that sometimes the goal of toned, strong arms can feel impossible. This is just how my body is now. Or I've tried before and it didn't stick. Other women can do this, but not me. I talk to women about their arms all day long. And almost every woman starts in the exact same place. I don't really think I can change them. I'm not sure my arms respond anymore. I don't really trust myself to be consistent. I always feel like I'll be fighting this. And then they usually soften it. They don't want to sound dramatic, but I've tried so many times. So I always ask the same question. Why? Why are you so sure this won't work? Why are you so confident your arms are the exception? Okay, and almost every time the answer is identical. Because I've tried before. I've done programs. I've bought weights. I've started and stopped. I've failed. Okay, but listen, you're using your past failures as proof that change is impossible. You're not using your past as data or information. You're using it as proof. It's like you're holding your history out in front of you saying, see, this is who I am. This is the best it gets. And I want to say this with so much love. That logic makes absolutely no sense, because of course it didn't work before. You were doing the same thing everyone tells women to do. Try harder. Be more disciplined, white knuckle consistency, rely on motivation. And when that failed, you didn't question the strategy, you questioned yourself. You decided your body was the problem, your age was the problem, your follow through was the problem. But listen, Here's the truth that nobody wants to say out loud. If willpower worked, your arms would already be toned. If just doing the workouts worked, you wouldn't still be here searching for answers. And the reason this keeps happening is not because you're bad at arm toning. It's because no one ever taught you how to change the thoughts and feelings that drive your behavior. You've been trying to change the action without changing the belief underneath it. So you think, my arms are the problem. I just need to do more, push harder, be stricter. And okay, sure, that works for a little while until life happens, right? Until motivation dips or you miss a workout and your brain goes, see, I knew it. So here's what almost all of you are doing. You are doing one of two things. The first thing is you're trying to stop the action altogether. You're saying, okay, that's it. I'm getting serious. No more excuses. I'm doing arm workouts forever, 3 times a week, non-negotiable, no matter what, right? You go full all or nothing, right? New identity, new rules, new you. And it sounds very convincing for about 2 weeks. The second thing you're doing is trying to modify the action, okay? You tell yourself, I'm just going to do shorter workouts. I'll aim for 3 days, but you know, two is okay. I'll be consistent unless I'm traveling, unless company's in town, unless I'm tired, unless life is crazy. Okay. So it's still the same game, just with kind of softer rules. This is where all your mental energy goes, trying to control the action. Do the workout, don't skip, create rules, right? Create limits, negotiate with yourself, use willpower, white knuckle the motivation. And here's the problem that no one talks about. You're treating your actions like they exist in a vacuum, like the decision to skip a workout just magically appears out of nowhere. Like you wake up and your arm weights simply vanish from your hands. That's not how this works. Actions don't fall from the sky. You don't skip a workout because you're lazy. You skip because you felt something first, right? Discouraged, overwhelmed, resentful, tired. And that feeling didn't come out of nowhere either. It came from a thought like, this isn't working. I'm already behind. What's the point? I'll start again Monday. And this is the part that changes everything if you actually let it land. You are not failing at arm toning because of your actions. You are failing because you've never been taught how to work upstream. You've been trying to control behavior without understanding what creates it. Thoughts create feelings. Feelings drive actions, and actions create results. Okay? You've been obsessing over the last step and ignoring the first two. So you keep tightening the rules, pushing harder, adding more pressure. And every time it collapses, you blame yourself. So when you look at your arms and you say, I'm just going to change the action. I'm just going to stop skipping. I'm going to be consistent this time. Here's the problem. That approach never shows you why you stop. In fact, it often makes it feel even more confusing. Because now you're trying to control a decision you don't actually understand. You miss a workout and you're like, why did I do that? I wanted to work out. I know better. What's wrong with me? And listen, I did this for years too. I didn't like how my arms looked or felt. So I'd go all in, new plan, new motivation, new rules, and then I'd fall off. Or I'd get busy, or I'd get tired, or I'd decide it wasn't working fast enough. So I'd stop. Then I'd start again. Then I'd stop again. I did this over and over and over. Sometimes I stayed consistent for months, sometimes a year. Other times it lasted a week or a few days. But the whole time I wasn't teaching my brain anything new because I was trying to understand my behavior in a vacuum. I didn't realize that my decision to skip a workout wasn't random. It wasn't a character flaw. It wasn't laziness. It was connected to my thoughts and my feelings. But because I didn't see that, every time I failed, I collected more evidence against myself. See, I can't stick with it. This never lasts. My arms are just stubborn. After enough rounds of that, it starts to feel factual, right? Like proof. And that's how women end up genuinely believing change isn't possible for them. So listen, I could have taken all of that evidence and decided, okay, cool. This just isn't possible for me. I've got the proof. Look at my history. Look at all the times this didn't work. And honestly, that would have been the easy move. But instead, I decided to do something very different. I stopped saying, I'm going to change my arms. And I started saying, I'm going to understand why I don't follow through. Those two things might sound familiar, but they are not even remotely the same. One is about force. The other is about awareness. I stopped obsessing over stopping behaviors, right? Stopping skipping, stopping quitting, stopping starting over. And I shifted my focus to curiosity. Why do I lose motivation? Why do I feel resentful towards workouts sometimes? Why does consistency feel easy one week and impossible the next? Why do I tell myself I care and then act like I don't? And the only way I could answer those questions was by understanding how the think, feel, act cycle actually works. Understanding that my actions were never random, they were driven by emotions. And those emotions were driven by thoughts I had never questioned. So when I hear women say things like, I don't think I can change my arms. I don't think I can stay consistent. I don't think I'll ever be one of those women who just follows through. It just feels impossible. I get it. But here's what you're really doing. You're using your past as a crystal ball. You're looking backwards and deciding what's possible moving forward. And that is not how the impossible becomes possible. So let me ask you something. So how does something you know can't happen finally happen? The answer is painfully simple. If you truly believe something is impossible, it will be, full stop. The impossible cannot become possible for you if you've already decided it won't. Let's think about Joyce Jones, all right? 95 years old, oldest competitive pickleball player in the world, 3 gold, decades of cultural evidence telling women that strength, competition, and athleticism have an expiration. And yet, there she is. She had to believe she could do something that most people would never even attempt at her age. And once she did it, something interesting happened. Now there's evidence. Now there's a reference point. Now other women can look at her and think, well, if she can do that, maybe I can do something I've written off too. This is how belief spreads. This is how possibility expands. And this isn't just true in sports, right? It's true in every meaningful change humans have ever made. People once said humans couldn't fly, right? Couldn't go to space, couldn't communicate across the globe. The people who believed those things were impossible weren't the ones creating them. The ones who made it happen were the ones willing to say, I don't know how yet, but I think it might be possible. And then they got to work. That's the shift. Not forcing yourself to change, right? Not bullying yourself into consistency, but being willing to question the belief that says, this just isn't for me. Because the moment that belief cracks, everything else can change. So for all of you that believe right now that it's impossible for your arms to change because you have so much evidence of past attempts, here's what you're actually doing. You are using your past as a prediction of your future. And there is zero upside to that thought. When you believe this isn't possible for me, you don't feel motivated, you feel defeated. And when you feel defeated, you quit before you ever give yourself a real chance. The only thing that opens the door to change is believing that it might be possible. Not guaranteed, not easy, just possible. Because that belief is what gives you the willingness to keep showing up. And you can't build a belief if you keep dragging your past in front of you like a case against yourself. The only thing that has ever made the impossible possible for anyone is this. They kept going after it, didn't work. Not because they were special and because they understood failure wasn't a verdict, it was part of the process. I don't care if you've quit 5 times, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. That does not disqualify you. That's your brain learning. Learning doesn't happen overnight. You don't get it and then suddenly master it, right? You have to wobble. You have to fall. You can intellectually understand arm toning all day long. You can know the reps, the weights, the frequency, but until you actually live through the moment where motivation drops, where progress feels slow, where your brain says, this isn't working, your nervous system doesn't learn anything new. Think about learning to ride a bike, right? You can understand the concept perfectly. Two wheels, pedals, handlebars, balance. And then you get on the bike and immediately tip over. That failure is not optional. It's required. And the fastest way to guarantee that something remains impossible is to quit, to point at the past, right? To list your failures, to decide, this just isn't for me. I want you to really hear this. When it comes to changing your arms, if you focus only on the action, do the workout, don't skip, try harder, you will never understand what's actually driving your behavior. Willpower will never show you your thoughts. Rules will never show you your emotions. And without understanding the think, feel, act cycle, the pattern never changes. Believing you can't do this is the fastest way to guarantee that you won't. That belief alone will shut down action before it even has a chance. For years, I had more than enough evidence that my arms were just going to be a problem. I had attempts. I had restarts. I had stretches of consistency followed by falling off. I could have lined all that up and said, well, I guess this is just something I have to live with. And listen, that's what most women do, right? They settle. They lower the bar. They decide this is as good as it gets. But instead, I kept believing I could figure it out. Not by forcing myself harder, not by bullying myself into consistency, but by changing the question. I stopped asking, how do I just make myself do the workouts? And I started asking, why do I stop? Why does motivation disappear? Why do I feel resistance? That changed everything. And it can change everything for you too. Your success comes down to one thing. Do you believe that change is possible for you? Right? Not guaranteed, not fast, just possible. Because if you believe that, then you have what you need to keep going. Your past does not get to decide your future. All of those attempts, all of those restarts, all those moments you think of as failure, they are not evidence that this won't work. They are evidence that you haven't been taught how to work with your brain yet. So stop looking backward to decide what's possible. Look forward, because strong toned arms are not reserved for women who get it right the first time. They belong to women who are willing to stay curious, who are willing to question their beliefs, right? Who are willing to keep going when it feels uncomfortable. That woman is not someone else. It's you. All right, my friends, if you have questions, if you want support, if there's a topic you want me to break down for you, you know where to find me. And until next time, keep going. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.